Chapter 11. In the 11th year of the judges' rule over the Nephites, up until the 5th day of the 2nd month, there had been no wars or conflicts for a number of years, and widespread peace had prevailed in the land of Zarahemla. But on the 5th day of the 2nd month, a cry of war was heard throughout the land. Lamanite armies entered the outskirts of the land from the wilderness side, coming right into the city of Ammonihah, where they began to kill the people and destroy the city. Before the Nephites could raise an adequate army to drive them from the land, they had killed the people in the city of Ammonihah, as well as some in the outskirts of Noah, taking others as prisoners and left into the wilderness. The Nephites wanted to recover those who had been taken as prisoners and were now in the wilderness. So the man named Zoram, whose two sons were named Lehi and Ahah, was appointed chief captain over the Nephite armies. All three understood Alma was high priest over the congregation and heard he had the spirit of prophecy. Therefore Zoram went to him and asked him to find out where the Lord would direct them to go into the wilderness in search of their people who were Lamanite prisoners. Alma asked the Lord. Alma then returned and informed them, "The Lamanites will cross the Sidon River in the southern wilderness, beyond the outskirts of the land of Manti. You'll find them there, on the east side of the Sidon River. There the Lord will deliver to you all the Lamanite prisoners." So Zoram and his sons crossed over to the east side of the Sidon River with their armies, and marched beyond the outskirts of Manti into the southern wilderness. They attacked the Lamanite armies, scattering them and driving them into the wilderness. Every one of the Lamanite prisoners was rescued, without a single prisoner killed. They were returned to their own lands. That ended the 11th year of the judges, with the Lamanites removed from the land. Ammonihah's people were destroyed, every single one. And their great city, which they claimed was too strong for God to destroy, was gone. In one day it was left deserted and ruined, and dogs and wild animals from the wilderness ate their corpses. However, after many days, their dead remains were piled up on the ground and covered with a thin layer of earth. The stench from it was so bad, people didn't go in to reoccupy Ammonihah for many years. It was called Desolation of Nehors, because those who had been killed practiced Nehors' beliefs, and their lands remained uninhabited. The Lamanites didn't attack the Nephites again until the 14th year of the judges' rule over the Nephites. So the Nephites enjoyed continuous peace throughout the land for 3 years. Alma and Amulek went about preaching repentance to the people in their temples and sanctuaries, and in their synagogues, which were built based on Jewish custom. They continually shared God's word with any and all who would listen. So Alma and Amulek continued preaching, accompanied by many more chosen for the work. They taught in temples and synagogues throughout the land, and congregations were established widely throughout the land, and in the surrounding areas where there were Nephites. The Spirit of the Lord was then equally and abundantly influencing everyone, preparing their minds and hearts to receive His message when He came. They hoped to help the people avoid destruction by preaching against hard hearts and disbelief, to prepare them to joyfully accept the Lord's message, enter His rest, and be grafted as a branch into the true vine. Now the priests denounced all lying, deceiving, jealousy, arguing, malicious and abusive behavior, theft, robbery, pillage, murder, committing adultery, and all kinds of lustfulness and indecent behavior, warning these things must not go on among them. They explained the Son of God was coming soon. They described His suffering, death, and resulting resurrection of the dead. Many asked about where the Son of God would come. They were taught He would appear to them after His resurrection, and this made the people joyful. When the 14th year of the judges' rule over the Nephites ended, the congregation had been established throughout the land, the accuser defeated. God's word was being preached in its purest form, and the Lord was pouring out his blessings on the people.